learning how to take a tumble. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Martial arts students spend a lot of time practicing how to fall without hurting themselves. But anyone can get injured from an unexpected slip. That's why engineer James Ashton Miller of the University of Michigan studies falling to find ways to do it safely. He and his team simulate falls on the computer and also conduct experiments with people. Their studies show that one useful strategy reduces the force of your body hitting the ground.
As you find yourself beginning to fall, you would try to squat down towards the ground as much as possible before actually tipping over and falling.
So far, Ashton Miller is focused on forward falls, which often lead to broken wrists. When faced with this situation, most people instinctively try to push their hands out, but that action causes the hands to hit the ground faster.
So if you can just hold your hands sort of in a braced position, ready for the fall, but not push out, then you'll in fact reduce the wrist impact force.
The work could ultimately benefit the elderly, who frequently suffer from painful and debilitating falls. And even the National Football League has asked for Ashton Miller's help, hoping to reduce players' injuries in the sport. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.